بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we have been talking about various things, alhamdulillah, and two things I want to remind myself and you. One is that in life, we use this terminology usually in business, but it applies in everything in life, which is return on investment. So in business, we use it for business reasons, but return on investment is a good philosophy to think and keep in mind for everything. So for example, if you say friendship, I'm making a friend with this person. So that's your investment, this friend. What's the return on that? I'm not saying be, you know, very transactional with that. But the point is that end of the day, there are some friendships which are beneficial, some which are not beneficial. And so also everything else. My activities, what I'm doing, what's the return on that? For example, we spend time on social media. What's the return on that? What do I gain? I'm spending, God knows, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. People spend 6 and 8 hours on social media. So I spent 8 hours of my life on something. What was my return on it? Right? If the return is worth it, go ahead. But if it's not worth it, 8 hours of your life, which is a non-renewable asset, went down the drain. It's not going back. Now, if you think about this and say, at the bottom line of everything, why do you earn money? Why does anybody need power? Why do you need authority? Why do you need political power? And so on, so on. I'm being a bit simplistic, but in my view, there's only one reason why we work for all of these things, and that is peace of mind. You want to feel safe. Money has no value by itself. The value of money is what can it do for me? What money can do for me is it can cushion me. So money keeps me safe from danger, safe from starvation, safe from, if I get sick, I have money to pay for my hospital, whatever. Otherwise, money by itself is what? Today it's not even gold and silver, it's paper money. That paper is worthless. You can't eat it, you can't do anything with it. But the value of the money is, at the end of the day, keeps you safe. Why do you want political power? Because at the end of the day, it keeps you safe. If I am the biggest kid on the block, nobody can threaten me. Right? Now think about that. Think about the ayat which Sheikh recited in the first rakat of Maghrib. See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying with this. These ayat, these set of ayat, two thoughts. One thought is global, and the second thought is local, individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Before we had dinner, we were sitting and talking about the Third World War and today's political conditions, and are we in the war? Is the war going to come? Will it happen? Will it not happen? Right? There's a lot of anxiety with regard to all this. What will happen? Election in this country, who will win? If so-and-so wins, what happens? So-and-so wins, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْذِيُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. And Allah gives it to who He wants and He takes it away from who He wants. And what is the purpose of sultan, of sultanate, of authority and so on? Is it? Right? Is there? What else is there? Allah said, تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُضِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. This izzat is not in your money. Izzat is not in the crown of your head. Izzat is not on the chair you are sitting. Izzat is not in the designation. Izzat is from Allah. He gives away what? And takes away. Because we have seen, if you just think about recent history, we have seen people who are in the most powerful chair on the face of the earth, and they are laughing stock for the whole world. People laugh at them. People spit at them and say, this man is the president of the United States of America. What kind of a monkey is this? What kind of a joker is this? The most powerful chair. I mean, nobody can deny that. The most powerful seat on the planet today is the presidency of the United States of America. Laughing stock. Allah did not take them off the chair. Keep them on the chair. Whether the chair gives you izzat or Allah gives you izzat. Global situation across. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about something very locally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Tuliju layla fi nahari wa tuliju nahara fi layl. Allah extracts the night from the day and the day from the night. Wa tukhriju al-hayya min al-mayyiti wa tukhriju al-mayyita min al-hayy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out the dead from the living and the living from the dead. Wa tarzuqu man tasha'u bighayri hisab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about two phenomena which only Allah can control. The movement of celestial bodies, what is happening, what is day and night? Can you control it? Can I control it? Can you give me 1 second more to, you know? What is life and death? Can somebody control that? Nobody can control it. Time to die. So Allah says that these two, Allah is explaining to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these things I control and I am the one who gives you rizq. وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. What are you afraid of? Why are you afraid? What is the anxiety about? Why are you eating haram? Why are you doing haram business? Who told you you will starve? I am the one who feeds you. I am the one who owns the bulk. I am the one who gives it to who he wants. I am the one who takes it away. I am the one who gives izzah. I am the one who gives honor. I am the one who can dishonor if I want. I am the one who moves all the celestial bodies. They are under my control. I am the one who gives life. I am the one who gives death. And I am the one who feeds you, for God's sake. Understand. Why are you afraid? Who are you frightened of? Why do you do things deliberately knowing it is haram? What will happen? Shaitan tells you, you will starve, this will happen. You will starve. How will you starve? How will you starve when the one feeding you is saying that I control every single thing? Inside you and outside you. See the ayat, what Allah is explaining. Why did Allah mention all of these things? I'm not saying I know why. I'm not talking to God. But see how Allah explained these things. Existential, global reality and internal reality. See the connection between the two. Allah's brother is saying to us, when I can do all of this, you think I can't give you one roti? I can't give you a piece of bread? When I can do all of this, I can take away kingdoms, I can give kingdoms, I can do this, I can do that. I can't give you a piece of bread? What is this fear? Why are you afraid? Who will come to power? Who cares? Who cares? Only what Allah wants will happen. Let anybody come to power. But if we want the right things to happen to us, we have to correct our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the key thing. Let anybody come to power. It makes no difference. As long as my connection with Allah is clear, I will be safe. My family is safe. My community is safe. And this to me is the role of our masjid. It's not just to provide a space for people to pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the whole earth a place of prayer. We don't need a masjid. You can pray under a tree. You can pray anywhere. I mean, in your home. It's not haram. The role of the masjid is this. Is to continuously keep on with this message to say, fear no one but Allah. Fear nobody but Allah. لا ينفع ولا يضر إلا الله. Nobody can harm and nobody can give except Allah. مَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ. And everything he gives.
And if he wants to pay,
yeah. And that is what I want to remind myself and you. Don't worry about all of this. By all means, do what you need to do, but don't worry about the third world war and the fourth world war and who will win which election. Makes no difference. What Allah wants will happen. And what Allah wants and what Allah will do depends on us and our actions. Because Allah said, زَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ لِمَذَا بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Allah said, the cause of all this is your actions. So we need to correct ourselves.
We need to stand firm.
We need to stand firm. Stand firm on Tawheed, stand firm away from Shirk, stand firm away from Bid'at, stand firm on obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not playing games, not spinning tails, not doing all kinds of magic. What Allah said, Samana wa Atana. This is our job. We hear and we obey. And inshallah, as long as we do that, you can have complete and total yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not, la yukhliful mi'ad. Allah does not go against His promises. Allah will do what Allah said He will do, which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us and keep us in His special care. And I don't want to extend the khatira, but there are any number of examples in the Quran of all kinds of people and civilizations who were destroyed, but the good people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, extracted them from there and they were safe. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us and to keep this country and to keep the whole world and to keep the Muslims all over safe from all forms of harm, all forms of difficulties. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish those who are oppressing. We ask Allah to relieve the oppression of those who are being oppressed. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.